General Motors exits Indiana battery plant as Samsung SDI seizes full ownership. Samsung SDI has acquired General Motors' equity stake in their jointly operated electric vehicle battery manufacturing facility in Kokomo, Indiana, taking full control of an asset that sits at the center of Washington's industrial policy ambitions and Detroit's retreating balance sheet priorities. The transaction converts what was a capital-sharing arrangement between a Korean battery chemistry specialist and the world's third-largest automaker, by volume, into a wholly-owned manufacturing position for Samsung SDI. Financial terms were not disclosed publicly. The move arrives as GM accelerates its effort to reduce capital commitments in fixed battery manufacturing assets, redirecting resources toward vehicle programs and software-defined platform where it believes it holds competitive differentiation. No executive quotes were available from the source material at time of publication. The deal's strategic logic from Samsung SDI's perspective speaks for itself, consolidating ownership of a domestic U.S. gigafactory with existing Inflation Reduction Act eligibility removes a layer of joint venture governance friction and positions the company to pursue third-party supply contracts with automakers beyond GM, including potentially Ford, Stellantis, or emerging EV-first manufacturers that lack the capital to construct their own cells. The broader implication reaches beyond two companies. When a Tier 1 battery supplier absorbs a carmaker's equity stake in shared production infrastructure, it signals that the original model of automaker-anchored battery JVs, which defined U.S. battery investment from 2021 through 2024, is entering a revision cycle. The question for institutional capital is whether this is an isolated rebalancing or the first visible crack in a JV structure that was always more politically convenient than financially durable. GM's retreat from fixed battery capital exposes a strategic miscalculation. General Motors entered its battery joint venture era with extraordinary ambition. The company announced Ultium Cells LLC in 2019 as a 50-50 partnership with LG Energy Solution, targeting 6 U.S. gigafactories and tens of billions in committed capital. The Indiana facility with Samsung SDI represented a separate but parallel commitment, reflecting GM's strategy of diversifying battery chemistry suppliers across multiple partners. That strategy made sense when EV demand forecasts were linear and ascending. By 2024, GM had already disclosed reductions to its EV production targets and pushed back timelines on several Ultium facilities. The sale of its Samsung SDI joint venture stake is consistent with a capital reallocation thesis GM has telegraphed repeatedly. Reduce exposure to manufacturing assets with long payback periods when near-term EV volumes are uncertain. Our view, GM is not exiting batteries strategically. It is exiting batteries financially. The distinction matters for investors. A company that abandons battery manufacturing because it no longer believes in EVs is signaling demand pessimism. A company that sells a manufacturing stake to preserve cash while maintaining offtake agreements is signaling balance sheet discipline. Based on the available evidence, GM's move resembles the latter. Whether GM retains a supply agreement with Samsung SDI for the Indiana facility's output is a critical detail that was not publicly confirmed at the time of writing. Key risk: if GM does not retain a long-term offtake commitment tied to the Indiana plant, Samsung SDI assumes full volume risk at a facility whose utilization depends on a customer that just exited as a co-owner. That creates a misaligned incentive structure that private equity investors in battery supply chain assets should stress test carefully. Samsung SDI's ownership calculus: from captive supplier to independent manufacturer, Samsung SDI operates a fundamentally different business model from its South Korean rival LG Energy Solution, where LG built its U.S. presence almost entirely through automaker JVs. Samsung SDI has historically maintained greater independence in customer concentration and technology licensing. Acquiring GM's stake in Indiana is consistent with that orientation. Full ownership of a U.S. domestic facility carries three compounding advantages for Samsung SDI. First, it removes a veto-holding partner from capital expenditure decisions, allowing faster line conversion if prismatic cell demand shifts toward cylindrical formats as Tesla's 4680 program matures. Second, it allows Samsung SDI to market available capacity to multiple automakers simultaneously, which a 50-50 JV structure with one automaker would contractually complicate. Third, it maximizes Samsung SDI's capture of IRA manufacturing tax credits under Section 45X, which provides per kilowatt-hour production incentives for domestically manufactured battery cells and modules. Under a joint venture, those credits flow proportionally to both partners. Under sole ownership, Samsung SDI captures the full credit stream. The Section 45X credit for battery cells was structured at $35 per kilowatt-hour of capacity, with the module credit adding further incremental value. For a facility capable of producing meaningful gigawatt-hours annually, the annual credit capture alone justifies a meaningful portion of the acquisition price, though the plant's rated capacity was not confirmed in available source materials. What this signals: Samsung SDI is building toward a merchant battery model in North America, one where the company sells capacity to the highest bidding automaker rather than serving a single captive customer. This mirrors the evolution of semiconductor foundry economics, where TSMC's independence from any single customer is precisely what makes it indispensable to all of them. Indiana is a battleground, the IRA geography of U.S. battery manufacturing. The Kokomo, Indiana location is not incidental. Indiana has positioned itself as the most aggressive U.S. state in battery manufacturing attraction, offering a combination of low corporate tax rates, available industrial land, workforce incentive packages, and proximity to the Detroit-anchored automotive supply chain. Stellantis and Samsung SDI had already announced a separate battery joint venture in Kokomo before that project was paused in 2023, a decision Stellantis attributed to slower-than-expected EV adoption. The Samsung SDIGM Indiana facility represents one of the operational domestic battery plants with active production capacity, as distinct from the many announced facilities that remain in various stages of construction or suspension. Operational domestic gigafactories carry a premium in the current environment precisely because new greenfield construction faces capital cost inflation, permitting delays, and demand uncertainty that makes completion timelines unreliable. For institutional investors evaluating battery supply chain exposure, the distinction between operating and announced capacity has never mattered more. A plant producing cells today generates IRA credits today. A plant breaking ground today may not reach nameplate capacity before the IRA's political durability is tested again in Washington. Private equity lens: how this deal frames battery infrastructure valuation. Private equity and infrastructure funds have committed substantial capital to the battery manufacturing thesis since 2022, largely on the premise that IRA credits de-risk the cash flow profile of domestic facilities. The Samsung SDIGM transaction provides a data point, however incomplete due to undisclosed terms, for how strategic buyers value operating battery assets in the current environment. Battery manufacturing assets present a hybrid valuation challenge. They carry the capital intensity and depreciation profiles of heavy industrial infrastructure, but their revenue durability depends on customer concentration, technology cycle risk, and policy continuity in ways that traditional industrial assets do not. A steel mill's end market is structurally stable across decades. A lithium-ion cell plant faces chemistry obsolescence risk within 10 years as solid-state and sodium-ion alternatives advance. The implication for private equity. Assets like the Indiana facility are most defensible when underwritten with conservative utilization assumptions, short-horizon IRA credit capture built into the base case, and a clear customer diversification pathway. Samsung SDI's full ownership enables that diversification play. A private equity sponsor owning a minority stake in a battery JV dominated by a single automaker does not have the same optionality. Historical context is instructive. When Panasonic expanded its Nevada Gigafactory relationship with Tesla in 2020, it retained structural independence that allowed it to later announce a standalone Kansas facility with separate customers. The parallel to Samsung, SDI's Indiana consolidation is direct. The Placamium view the market is reading this transaction as a GM retreat and a Samsung SDI consolidation. Both readings are correct but incomplete. The second-order story is about the unraveling of the JV model that U.S. policymakers and automakers co-designed between 2020 and 2022 to rapidly build domestic battery capacity. That model had a structural flaw embedded from the start. Automakers brought balance sheets, regulatory goodwill, and offtake volume. Battery companies brought chemistry, manufacturing process knowledge, and capital. But the two partners had misaligned time horizons. Automakers operate on 3 to 5 year vehicle program cycles, while battery plants require 10 to 15 year capital recovery. The moment automaker EV volume targets softened, the JV model became a site of conflict rather than cooperation. Samsung SDI acquiring GM stake is the cleanest possible resolution to that misalignment. The party with the longer time horizon acquires full control. Placamium expects this to be the first of several similar transactions over the next 24 months. LG Energy Solutions' Ultium JV with GM, Panasonic's arrangements, and SK On's partnerships with Ford all carry versions of the same structural tension. For institutional capital, the investable thesis is not the JVs themselves. It is the battery companies that emerge from JV dissolution with so-loaned, RA-eligible, operating domestic capacity. Those assets will attract strategic and financial buyers at premiums that reflect both the credit stream and the scarcity of operational domestic gigafactory capacity. The window to acquire or finance those assets before the next wave of automaker EV commitments drives valuations higher is open now, and it will not stay open indefinitely. The bottom line: Samsung SDI's Indiana consolidation is the beginning of a restructuring cycle in U.S. battery manufacturing ownership. Investors positioned in operating domestic cell capacity, with diversified customer exposure and full IRA credit capture, will be the primary beneficiaries as automakers continue to rebalance their manufacturing footprints toward flexibility over fixed cost.